I really discovered radio when I moved to the Bay Area. An organization called New America Media invited me to host a show they were piloting on KALW. It was called Upfront, later New America Now. California was becoming a minority-majority state, and the show was supposed to talk about the stories coming out of those communities. What were Chinese newspapers worried about in the immigration debate? What did it mean to start a black vegan soul food kitchen? Or did all Asians vote the same way when it came to presidential elections, whether Indian or Vietnamese or Filipino? Soon after I left for India in 2011, the show ended as well. But one day Matt Martin, then the general manager at the time, asked if I would do an audio postcard from India. We just called it Dispatches from Kolkata. And the first episode was all about finding my feet once again in India, a country I had left as a college student.
Even the traffic signal near my apartment is against living alone.
Remember, someone is waiting for you at home.
As if you had no one waiting for you at home, you should fling yourself into the path of an oncoming minibus rather than return home to an empty apartment.
We called Kolkata or Calcutta Cal, and it was my audio dispatch from one home in Cal to another home in Cal. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. At first, I would look for sounds that could convey a sense of the hustle and bustle of India to listeners in the Bay Area. I did dispatches about what elections sounded like in India. Marching bands and drummers led by horses and the band members in red jackets, golden jodhpurs and white boots. And political parties, each with their raucous theme songs, some of them a little tuneless. But then I wanted to tell listeners, not just about momentous events like elections, I wanted to give them a sound portrait of what life in a city like Kolkata felt like. Like during Kolkata's biggest festival, the homecoming of the goddess Durga. Or a Kolkata Christmas, where everything from the Santa to the snow is fake, but the cheer is real. People know of Kolkata because of Mother Teresa, and I covered her canonization.
The sounds of the traffic outside recede. It's warm, even though the walls are painted in cooling pastel shades of cream and blue and pink. Fans whir, the church is full with row after row of nuns in white saris with blue borders.
But what many people don't know is Kolkata also had the oldest LGBT pride walk in India, and I got to tell that story too.
Brought along a lot of stickers and stuff on safer sex. So that was still a fallback, that if there are too many questions, we'll say that we are doing health awareness work if we get into trouble.
Sometimes the sound was the story. Vendors walking down the street, selling and buying all manner of things from old gramophones to computers or fluffing quilts. Or the sound of local trains in India, so different from the whoosh of the BART in the Bay Area. Sometimes we did dispatches about newsy events, the death of an icon like the singer Lata Mangeshkar, the singing voice behind generations of Bollywood stars. But the most fun dispatches were when I could find a story that connected both my homes from Kolkata to California. Like the year my German-American friend Milena and I tried to do an American Thanksgiving in Kolkata and had to contend with a live turkey, a far cry from the sealed butterball I would find in the supermarkets in San Francisco.
Okay, I need to get some feet chopped off of my turkey in the neck, and you can just kind of go around the corner and wake up five guys sleeping on their chopping slabs, and they'll not only first of all admire the bird and say how beautiful and how big it is, but then help you out and shop it. This is not something I could have ever done in Berlin or in New York.
I was always on the lookout for stories that connected these two worlds. But sometimes those stories came to me. Yin Marsh, an Asian-American Bay Area listener, wrote to the station saying she was going to India to find out about an almost forgotten chapter of Indian history, the 1962 war between India and China, when many Indians of Chinese origin were rounded up and put into internment camps, as had happened with the Japanese in America. I was astounded. I didn't even know this had happened. Yin Marsh from Berkeley came to Kolkata and told me that story.
I assumed I was Indian, you know. Well, my brother came to me and said, he came running back home one day, you know, saying, crying. And I said, what happened? He said, well, the kids are making fun of me. They're saying Ching Chong Chinaman.
I had begun the dispatches from Kolkata thinking I would tell listeners in the Bay Area stories from India to show that we were ultimately all connected in this global local world. But as we cross 500 episodes of the dispatches, thanks to listeners like Yin Marsh, I learned far more from people than I ever told them. So thank you for listening. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.